Welcome to Words of Encouragement. My name is Adrian Ramey. I just want to say thank you, first of all, for listening to our podcast today. This is Words of Encouragement. This is going to be a podcast that talks about the love of God, how God can touch our life, and how Jesus is our Savior. So when you listen to this podcast, I really want you to take from this and grow in God's love and grow in Him and grow your relationship with the Lord. I hope that what I speak to you today will encourage you in the Lord. I hope that you find this devotion I'm going to do today that really will, wherever you're at in your spiritual life, that this will meet your need for His glory. Hallelujah. So today, first of all, thank you for listening to Words of Encouragement by Adrian Ramey. I am Adrian Ramey. I am an ordained minister in the Church of God out of Cleveland, Tennessee. So today, what I want to talk to you about is this. Ask God. Matthew 21:22 says this, "And in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believe, and you shall receive." What do we need from God today? How can He touch our lives? As we think about these two questions today, is what do we need from God today? How can He touch us today? Think about that for a minute. First of all, what we need to do is take our prayer request to Him. Take whatever you have today that you need and give it to Him. Do you need healing today? Do you need salvation today? Do you need encouragement today? Or do you need wisdom on that decision you have to make? Or you just need comfort today? My friend, my brother or sister, I pray, Lord, you take this prayer request and give it to Him, and He will answer it for His glory. If you need healing today, if something's hurting you, say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you touch me now. Heal me for your glory. Father, I need comfort, God. I'm lonely, Lord. I need the comfort of God. Give it to Him. Lord, I need you as my personal Savior. I'm lost, and I need you, Lord. Is it salvation? Ask Him. Ask Him to your heart to be your Lord and personal Savior. And He washed away all your sins when He died on the cross for you. Whatever we need, we can give it to God. And when we give it to God, He is going to answer for His glory. But first and foremost, when we give our prayer request to Him, we have to know, we have to believe that He will answer it. And when we do that, we know that God's glory will be revealed. We also have to remember, too, that it's not going to be answered in our time. It's going to be answered in God's time, which is the perfect time. So if you're praying for something specific today and you don't see it happen right now, just remember, hold on to that promise. He's going to answer it, but it's going to be in His time. And when He answers in His time, His glory will be revealed in our lives. When that glory is revealed, that's our testimony. And we can say, "Hey, look what the Lord has done. Look what He has touched me. He has healed me. He has set me free." And when the Lord has done, you can tell people what God has done for you, and that's called your testimony. And you can encourage other people when you tell them what God has done for you, because somebody you might know might be in the same situation that needs that encouragement. So you tell what God has done for you, and knowing that God is God, He loves us. All we have to do is take it to Him. And when we take it to Him, He's going to answer it for His glory. And when He answers it for His glory, hallelujah, other people, you're going to touch other people's lives for what God has done for you. That, my friend, is what God can do for us. So all we have to do is ask Him, take it to Him in prayer, ask Him and believing that He will answer it. And when we are believing that He will answer, we're saying, "Father, we know that you're going to touch His prayer request. We are standing on your promise right now. But remember, let's do this one thing too. When we pray, let's start thanking Him for He's answering right then. He's doing the work right now. All we have to do is say, "Father, thank you for touching His prayer request. You are answering it for your glory. Lord, we just thank you for this day. Lord, I pray, Lord." That's all you have to do. Say, "I pray and I thank you for what you're doing." Well, today I hope you find some encouragement in this broadcast. I hope this broadcast has touched your life today. I hope you found some encouragement. Thank you for listening today. I want to pray with you right now before I leave. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this person, whoever listened to this right now, I pray, Lord, you touch them and be with them for your glory. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. Touch them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Words of Encouragement today.